What do we always say? It's a good day when you're on this side of the dirt, right? Because it's always a reminder of how awesome God is. When you wake up, you feel the breath in your lungs, and you know God's got a purpose for you. And for those of you who were here last week, I feel like I need to apologize a little bit, you know, for breaking the glass, because apparently it shocked several people. And when Pastor asked me to speak, he said, "Can you speak Sunday and don't break anything?" And I said, "Okay, I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do." But anyway, so I want to spend a few minutes talking, sharing the Word of God with you. So if you've got your Bible, awesome. If you don't, we're going to have a talk. Because you should always have your Bible when you come to church. Amen. But as we begin, if you're anything like me, have you ever just woke up in the morning and for no reason have a song stuck in your head? Just a random song? It happens to me a lot, unfortunately. I have a very diverse background of music and TV shows that I've listened to and watched, and so you never really know what's going to come out, unfortunately, for my wife and my kids, because I'll walk around the house, you know, singing random things like, you know, maybe "We All Live in a Yellow Submarine." I love the Beatles. Sing that. Sing the randomly wake up, and while you're getting ready, singing the Golden Girls theme song. Okay? We've talked about that, because, you know. Or you randomly start thinking, "Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you." See? Three's Company. Or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power. Random things. Or maybe the Backstreet Boys pop out every so often. A little NSYNC and Justin Timberlake. Because I'm not going to lie, when those were popular back in the late 90s, there was a girl I liked. So I totally got into NSYNC for the sole purpose of trying to talk to this girl. I'm not proud of it. But when you're young and you're dumb, things like that happen. But I say all that to say this. Those things come out. Why does that happen? Why do those things just randomly come out? Because Matthew 12:34. It says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of yourself, your mouth is going to speak. The things are going to come out. What you begin to put in is going to come out somewhere. Whether it's singing a song while you're getting ready in the morning, or, you know, just your general attitude towards other people. What you put in is going to come out. In Luke 6:45, it says this: "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart." A good person produces good things, okay, out of the treasury of a good heart. But an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And then it sums it up: "For what you say flows from what is in your heart." That's the New Living Translation. So what you say flows from what is in your heart. Whatever you put in is going to come out. I remember back when I was a kid, watched a lot of TV. Because it happens. There was this, and growing up in the 80s, it was a wonderful time, full of wonderful things. But there was a specific channel growing up in St. Louis. It was Channel 24, and it was this Christian channel that this guy had made. He'd play some of the weirdest Christian stuff, you know, old westerns and just a bunch of interesting Christian programming. But there was always this commercial that came on, And I looked and looked all over the internet, and I could not find a reproduction of it. So I'm just going to have to describe it to you. It was this commercial. You remember those big console TVs? Those real big, thick TVs? It was two kids sitting on a couch, just totally zoned out, watching this TV. And this trash man comes in with this big old metal can of trash. He waves hi to the mom and reaches and lifts up the lid of the television. You know, hits the little, like the, what do you call it, the little stick that keeps it up, keeps a car hood up like that. And he just takes this trash and just starts dumping junk into the TV. And he's dumping it and he's dumping it. And there's all manner of just trash just flying in the TV. And he shakes it. He shakes it, you know, shakes it, gets it all compact, puts it down, and he starts to walk out. And he says to the mom, that should hold him for another week or two. Okay? So think about that. I'm not anti-TV, but that always makes me think of all of the trash that we've let in is going to pollute ourselves somewhere, somehow. Because not all television is bad, but it certainly ain't all good. But, and see, because like this says, what you say flows out of your heart. See, like in that commercial, the kids were putting in stuff. Eventually, that's going to come where? It's going to come back out. Because over and over, like I said in the Bible, it says, out of your heart. It talks about your heart, your inner self. Why does it say the heart? Because the heart is the seat of life. It's the seat of the emotions. Because, you know, we say, put your heart into it. You know, I'm brokenhearted, or I love you with all of my heart. Or as every rom-com, romantic comedy says, follow your heart. And as Celine Dion says, my heart will go on. Right? Because the heart is the seat of emotion. It's the seat of us. It is us. Is the heart. And here's the thing. Our hearts are incomplete. They're not whole. You are born, when you come screaming into this world, you're born with an incomplete heart. Every one of us is born with a God-shaped hole in our hearts. There's a piece of us missing that can only be filled by God and by the things of God. And see, from the moment we're born, our whole selves cry out to fill up that hole that only God can fill. We cry out with everything in us because we long to be completed. But many times, what do? We try to complete it with things, stuff, people, and places. You know, in Jeremiah 17:9, it says, the heart is deceitful. The heart can be led astray. If you're following your heart all of the time, you're going to end up in a ditch. You will end up in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people if you always follow your heart, because your heart is an idiot. That's straight out of my own life. All of the times that I've missed God is when I was following my heart, myself. I was following the things of me, trying to fill that hole instead of asking God, give me you. Yeah. Fill that hole with you, God, not these things, yeah. Not these people. Because see, we can easily be satisfied by other things. We fill ourselves, we try to fill ourselves with people, you know? We look at each other and say, girl, you need to get a man. You need to get yourself a man. That will make you complete. Or boy, hey, get you a woman. Get you a good woman. But the problem is, if you're looking to be completed with that other person, you're going to fall short each and every single time. I've been married for almost 11 years. My wife, I love her. But she does not complete me. I can't look at her and say, you complete me. You complete me. Because she doesn't. She's a part of me. She's a part of me, but the thing that completes me is God Himself. And then, you know, other times we try to fill our stuff, fill that hole with things. You know, I love me some Amazon. You start feeling sad. Be like, ooh, I'm going to buy me something. I'm going to treat myself. Treat yourself. Treat myself to free 2-day shipping and some debt. Man. Then other times, you know, sometimes we try to fill it with food. You ever done that? Woo! I've been doing it. Because, you know, I got this body by Hostess. Just saying. For many years of my marriage, it was me and Kelly and a little Debbie. I'm not going to lie. And sometimes when you're feeling real sad, what are you doing? Shopping Amazon while you're eating Hostess? Get them both at the same time? Oh, but see, the heart says, that will make me whole. Or that person will make me whole. Or this thing will make me whole. But each and every time, it's simply a temporary fix. Or a temporary satisfaction. And then you're still left with that gnawing hole in your heart. You're still left with that piece of you that's missing, that you can't find except through the things of God. We'll look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. It's talking about the heart. Paul's talking to Timothy here, and he said, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money, and they will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. See, they're going to have a heart problem in the last days. They're going to have a heart problem, a heart issue. So they will be disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They'll be unloving and unforgiving because they're unsatisfied. Because they're angry because they can't fill up that hole. They're unloving because they've tried to fill that hole with love for other people and it's bit them in the butt every time. Oh man. They'll be unloving and unforgiving, and they will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and have no interest in what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. See, they'll love the things. They'll begin to love those things because they've got to have more of those things to fill that hole, to fill that gape in their life. They got to have more and more and more. And they will act as if they're religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. You must stay away from people like that. See, that's the thing. Over and over, it talks about it's a heart problem. There's a heart issue. Because people try to fill that hole with things that can't satisfy. So what do? We've got to change the cry of our heart. You got to get a hold of it, wrestle it down, and change the cry of your heart. Because in John 3:30, it says, He must increase, but I must decrease. That means the things of me need to be less and less every day. So the things of God can be more and more each day. Amen. See, it's changing our heart's cry. Changing the thing that we're crying out for. And most importantly, it's about singing a new song. Singing a new song. Not some old busted down song, but singing a new song to God. In Psalm 96, it's in verse 1, it says, Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. He's saying, sing a new song. Sing out. cry out to God. In verse 2, it says, sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Each day proclaim, cry out the things of God. Instead of crying to fill up your hole in your heart, cry out to God. And it goes on in verse 3, it says, so in verse 2 it says to proclaim it. In verse 3 it says, publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Publish his glorious deeds. And all that time you're spending on Facebook, say something about Jesus. Glorify God. Post something worthwhile that will lift people up rather than posting all the drama. Because I'm not going to lie, I love a little drama as long as it doesn't involve me. Because then I can laugh at people over there. But the problem is even I get sidetracked with other people's drama, laughing at them. And what am I doing? I'm no longer looking up to God. No longer looking to God. I'm looking at everybody else around me. And we all know what happened to, who's it, Peter? When he got out of the boat? Peter. He got out of the boat. Started looking around at everything around him. Got his eyes off God. And what did he do? Sank. Sing a new song. Proclaim it. Publish it. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Tell people. Sing a new song of God. Because you know we can sing the Three's Company song. I can sing it all day long. I can sing the Golden Girls theme. But when's the last time that I sung God's praise? That hits me. If that's for no one else in the world, but that's for me. Because instead of waking up singing all these other mess, sing, I praise you, Jesus. As I'm brushing my teeth, praise you, Jesus. As I'm washing my hair, thank you, God, for this water. Thank you, God, for the things of you.
Yes.
Oh, man. Tell everyone about the amazing things. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be revered above all gods. The gods of other nations are merely idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Honor and beauty surround God. Sing about it. Tell people about it. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 40, verse 1 through 3, specifically verse 3. Because the first two chapters, or the first two verses, are talking about being in a pit and God raising you up out of a pit. And in verse 3, Psalm 40, verse 3, it says, he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. So many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. See, that's the thing. He's put a new song in my heart. Amen. And as I begin to sing that new song out, others are going to see it. They're going to hear it. And what happens? They get drawn in to the things of God. Because we want more people. We want people to go to heaven with us. Sing it out. Even if you're tone deaf, sing it out. Praise God anyway. Because even if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, to him, it's the most beautiful sound. Because ultimately, that's what praise is about. Praising God, shining that light, his light, out to the world. You see, my song that I've been singing, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. God, I thirst after you. That is what I want to impart to y'all. Is don't get trapped by the junk around us. Sing a new song of the things of God. Begin to fill your life with the things of God, because the more you can fill them up, you fill it up with God, the less fear there's going to be. The less anger there's going to be. The less bitterness there's going to be. Because when there's God, none of that can survive. None of those things can survive under the light of God. And that's what I would encourage y'all with. Is sing a new song. Sing it out. Whatever your song is, find one and sing it. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, God. Can you give me a little bit of echo chamber on that? Thank you, Lord. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. Give us a new song, Lord, in our heart. The word says, be not filled with stuff, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. How many of you are thirsty tonight? How many of you are thirsty? How many of you are saying there's got to be more than this? There's just got to be. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. I'm not saying there's anybody that wants to spend a moment at the altar, but if there is, I just want to invite you right now to come to the front of the church and spend a private moment. Nobody will bother you. And if you're good, I'm good. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up. Make me whole. Somebody worship the Lord with me. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. And I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. And I give you praise. Lord, you are my righteousness. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. And I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. And I give you praise. Lord, you are my righteousness. You and you alone, God. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Lord, fill him up, Lord. I just release the power of the old rugged cross right now in this church service. Into every heart that's open. So open your heart if you need something from God right now. I just release your power, oh God, right now. I just release the power of the cross right now. Would you sit down for another moment, please?